Today, we will read Luke chapter 13. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would help us to understand your word. Help us to see how does it fit into our lives. What is it that you want us to do in order to listen and obey? How can we follow you? How can we become more like you? Lord, speak to us today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 13. Now, there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree, and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." Again, he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough." Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will be standing outside, knocking and pleading, "Sir, open the door for us." But he will answer, "I do not know you or where you come from." Then you will say, "We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets." But he will reply, "I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers." There will be weeping there, and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west and north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go, tell that fox, I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" All right. In today's reading, we began with a story and teaching about repentance. That we need to repent. Now, what does that mean? It means to turn away from sin. Jesus heard about some Israelites who had actually been killed as they were making their sacrifices. And they had been killed, I think the story was that it was part of, that they had been involved with some insurrection or some rebellion against the government, and so Pilate had had them killed. But Jesus takes that example and says, "Do you think they were worse than you? Do you think you are better than them, that they died and you did not?" No. All of us are sinners. You are all sinners. Each one of you has done things that are wrong, and you will also die. It may not be as violently or as quickly, but all of us will die and face judgment. And so we should repent. We should turn away from the sin. Turning from the sin that we have committed and turning to God. And then he tells another story of a man who goes to this fig tree. It has no fruit on it. And he says, "I've been looking for fruit. It's not bearing any fruit. It's not giving me fruit, so let's cut it down." And the person who takes care of the trees said, "Just wait, give it one more year. I will fertilize it, and if it doesn't bear fruit, then you can cut it down." What is the story, and how does it apply? Well, I think there are two sides to this. Jesus says, repent, turn from your sin, let go of the bad things that you're doing. But he also talks about bearing fruit. That we are in our lives to do things that give evidence that we are followers of Jesus. Our lives should produce fruit that shows other people that we are followers of Jesus. And if our lives don't produce fruit, we are like that fig tree that will be cut down. Next, Jesus is in the synagogue teaching, and a woman comes, and she has been crippled. She's been bent over and could not stand up. And Jesus heals her. Now, for some reason, the religious leaders are upset. He has healed on the Sabbath day. How can he do this? And I'll be honest, I don't understand these religious leaders. But they are so controlled by their traditions of, on the Sabbath day, you are not allowed to do these things, that they totally miss what Jesus is saying and doing. And instead of seeing the wonderful power and work of God that should be celebrated, instead, they see it as a bad thing. And they get angry. How dare you heal someone on the Sabbath? And Jesus says, what? You hypocrites! I am setting this woman free. That is a work of God. That's a great thing to do on the Sabbath. Why are you so controlled by your own ideas and not by God? And so he embarrasses them. And so he then gives a couple ideas. What is the kingdom of God like? Because they seem to not understand this. And it's like a mustard seed. Starts small, and it grows. Or it's like yeast. You only add a little bit of yeast to the dough, but it spreads throughout all of the dough for the bread, and it works. And it does great things. Without it, the bread is flat. But the yeast gets through there, and it's active. It's alive. It changes things. And that is what the kingdom of God is like. It should be in our lives, active, changing us, making us grow like that tree. Finally, Jesus talks about the narrow door. And this is a beautiful picture of heaven that we all want to get there. But many people aren't going to make it. Why? Why is that? Because there is a very narrow way to get into heaven. And that is only through Jesus. Many people will try to enter in other ways. But there is only one way that we can get into heaven. And that is through the narrow door of Jesus Christ alone. Many people try other ways, but it doesn't work. And so Jesus talks about how make every effort to get through that narrow door, because many will try to enter, but they won't be able to. Eventually the master of the house will get up and close that door. That there is a time in the future when the opportunity to come to Christ is over. And then there is only the judgment. And if we haven't come in through Jesus, we will be cast out. We will not make it into heaven. And so there are different ways that people try. Some people try to be good. Some people try to follow other gods, but none of these will get us into heaven. There is only one way. And for the people of Jesus' day, for example, these religious leaders that got so upset that he healed on the Sabbath day, what he's trying to get them to understand is that even though they think they are getting into heaven, even those religious leaders probably won't be, because they have not come through him. They have tried to do it on their own. They have tried to be good enough by keeping all of these traditions and laws, and, oh, I don't do this on the Sabbath day. But they have not trusted in Jesus. And so they will be surprised when they are standing at the judgment and they are turned away. And they will say, "What? What? But we followed you." And he will say, "I did not know you. I don't know you." And they will see the kingdom of heaven, but be cast out, because they did not come or trust or believe in Jesus. And that is a scary thing. And so we need to examine our lives. Are we coming to Jesus alone? Are we trusting in him and believing in him? Are we allowing him to fill our lives and produce that fruit? Or are we trusting in ourselves, meaning that we're going to ultimately be fruitless and show that we are not truly believers and followers of Jesus? Lord, I pray that today you would help us to see how we can better follow you. How can we better trust you? What is it that you would have us do today so that we can follow you? Lord, help us to repent and turn back to you. Let go of the things that were keeping us away from you, and pursue the things of God, that our lives would produce fruit that shows that we are your children. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.